Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara of the Tab Amud Beis tells us the concept: the Baal Choiv Koine Mashkon, a lender who's holding a collateral, really owns the collateral, and if he gives it back, it says Ulechot Tiyat Zdoka. It's a special tzedaka, it's a special schus to give back the mashkon to a poor person who needs it. You have a special schus. Now, to explain this a little bit more, seems that we can connect to here another sugya. The Sefer Tzoyis HaChoshen, one of the pillars of Lundis, quotes one time throughout the Sefer HaZoyah. Where is that? It's in Siman Dalet. The Tzoyis is speaking about the following case. If a person has a mashkoin, like in our case, or a pikadon, meaning someone deposited an item by his friend. So Reuven is holding a mashkon or a pikadon that belongs to Shimon. But Shimon owes money to Reuven for a different thing, for a different purpose. There's some debt that Reuven claims that Shimon owes him, and Shimon's not willing to pay. So the shaila is, can Reuven hold on to the mashkon, to the pikadon? Can he hold on to this item which is sitting in his place and tell Shimon, you know, I'm not going to give it back to you because you owe me money anyway, so I'm going to hold on to it. So the Ksei Zechoshin discusses it, says maybe according to Halacha, you could do it. But then he brings the Sheris Yisrael Lo Yasu Havlo, that Jews should not do such a thing. And he quotes a Sefer HaZoyah in Parshas Bamidbar that says that one is not allowed to do that. And if one does that, then it's loim is aro kadisho velavi b'himnuso. We assume that he doesn't belong to the Am Yisrael. And then the Zohar continues, it seems to say the reason for it. Because every time that a person goes to sleep at night, what he does is he's giving his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yodcha afkid ruchi. We give a pikad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have a lot to be goyver from. He has a lot to taina. You owe me for so many different things that you owe me. And I could take it away from your neshama. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama every single day back to a human being. He's not goyve. He doesn't go and extract his debt from the neshama. That's what happens to every person every day. You mean that person has to act that way in this world. My Rebbe, Ramon Shapir, Zechetzai Levracho, whose Yortzah is going to be this week at Sar B'Tavis, always used to quote this Ktzois and used to connect it a song that is printed in Sidurim in the beginning of the Siddur. Many Sidurim are Sfardim, also Ashkenazim, some of them have it. And it's called, the name of this song is Oide Lakel Levav Choker Beron Yachat Koyche Boiker. That's the name of the song. It says the song starts. And in the middle it says Hanemon Befigdoinoi. Shbuchu that we trust with his pikadon, yachzirenu like your tzayin, he's going to return the neshama in the morning as he wants. Ish loy gova be'avoiner. Nobody died because of his aveira and kept the neshama up in shamayim. Vayirev vayiboyker, comes the night, comes the morning, the whole song speaks about the neshama coming back, meaning Shbuchu doesn't take away from his pikadon that he's holding on when a person goes to sleep at night. It's a gevaldik yisoyt. And this may be the connection to our Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Baal Choyv Koine Mashkoin. Again, the Neshama, the week you took a Shbuch every night, they're Pikadoin. They're Mashkoin, as the Ketzoyis equates the two. There's a Mashkoin over there, Keshbuch always could come and take from it. But, Lechoti Etzdoka, Keshbuch says, you should give the Mashkoin back to the Oni who needs it back. The same way I give a Neshama who's Benifkad by me, I give it back every morning for the one who needs it, for a person to live. You have to act that same way. And a person who acts that same way, lechot yitzdoko. Then you have a tzdoko. Then you have a schus. The same way the Zohar says, if someone gives a pikadon back, doesn't extract his different loan from it, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us in the neshama every night. That may be the same idea, lechot yitzdoko, for someone who gives his pikadon back to an ani, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a neem that we don't have anything. Shavuot gives us our neshama back every morning. Anyone who wants to join the Shon Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shonmachshava@gmail.com.